goes out to my daughter. Dear Sadie, your memories have been filled with the bricks of an uneven residence, and the residue that your teachers have left on your canvas can only taint the way that the word commitment is defined in the map of you. Fortunately, your heart was born with abnormal strength, pumping valves, releasing princesses through princesses in princesses from chests of jazziness. Anyone who will ever cross your path will taste the emeralds in your aura. I write this letter to you tonight as I sit miles from your shore, knowing you will probably never hear its words. I met you when your feet were the age of 4, and you were stripped from me when your feet were the age of 9. Your mother decided that her smile was not as important as her wants. And as I lay awake at early AM hours, thinking of the times we should have shared at future days, laughing about the way we could have spent my last $7 at that truck stop Denny's on the claw machine. I always got that fucking stuffed animal too for you. I laid down the legend from my tears. I wrote a simple poem for you, with all the simple nature that heals my wounds from the absence of your questions. My questions, our answers, and your innocent solutions. To the sweetest thing I've ever known, your laughter will be bottled deep within the capillaries of my daydreams. And when the fog of the neighbor's weather spreads its nets above the environment of my goals, I will uncork the magic from our untainted memories and drink from the gift of fatherhood that you left me with. If your ears could hear my novice wisdom, I would tell you that when the pain comes in the winds from the west, you must deter from opening the umbrella that would hide your unspoken sensitivity. For you must allow raw edges of life to run their game. It will not only prepare you for future tornadoes, but it will add space for the empathy to harvest in your touch. And on the other side of cold, you will ingest the wonderful orange syrup that will drip from the eastern waterfalls. And while the waves of joyful splash congratulate you with your accomplishments, you must try to stay humble. Allow the peace from your concreted happiness to swim through these times, and you will distract the vultures of fame and finance from your doorstep. I have learned so much from life's tongue when given the chance to be a father. I've learned that it's not in the words or what you read or how you say what will determine the child's choices, yet rather the actions of the adult is what perpetuates the softer hardness of the child's spirit. I was never able to buy you all those pretty dresses you love wearing so much on this fucking artist's salary. But I hope when I sang to you in freestyle verse about the way you should treat your conflicts, that one day maybe this will be part of your character. And when you ask for McDonald's, and I could only take you for hot pockets with empty pockets, we sat on rooftops of my car in ghetto marts and laughed at the new beats that came in. I hope you receive the taste of simple details. But results come from one thing. Remember above all, revenge results in guilt, which kills innocence. And even though your mother chose to replace you with me, with another song from a jukebox, I still wish for her happiness. If I did not, I could never close the door to her memories, and when I reminisce one day, it would only bring back the statues of pain that she created. I will marry again one day. I will be loving, unconditional again one day. And I will create another prince or princess one day. But I do confess never to ever love anything more than my first daughter, my first true audience, and my first real loss. I love you, Sadie. And I will be happy listening to you when the sun comes up tomorrow, and the reflections of your shadows will be the foliage of my time.